A two-month standoff between the Maritime Workers Union and the company Alcoa has ended after security guards escorted a number of crew members off a ship in Portland, Victoria. The MUA has condemned the move, claiming it will allow the company to employ foreign ship workers instead. But Alcoa says it was forced to take decisive action, claiming the union action was illegal. Francis Keeney reports.
The MV Portland, which has been stranded in Portland for 2 months, has been at the centre of a dispute between the owners, Alcoa, and the Maritime Union of Australia. Union members have remained on the ship, claiming Alcoa wants to replace them with foreign labour. In the early hours of this morning, they were greeted by security guards who boarded the vessel.
I'm just totally stunned and shocked with what's happened.
Michael Pawson is the ship's cook. He says he was woken up and told to leave.
This morning at 1 o'clock, I was woken up from my sleep when the captain came in, bursting in through my cabin door. His name was Ian Moss, and he handed me a letter stating that my services were no longer required and I had 10 minutes to get off the ship.
Paddy Crumlin is the National Secretary of the MUA.
You know, Lisa Patrick's, they pulled them out of their cranes and out of their forklifts. These guys came down and pulled these fellas out of their bunks, out of their beds, and dragged them down to the wharf, told them to get off the ship.
The ship has since left port for Singapore, where it will be scrapped. Mr Crumlin has defended the action taken by crew members who were told by the Fair Work Commission and the Federal Court to return to work.
Like any worker, they don't want to be pulled out of their job, sacked when the job still exists, and be replaced by foreign workers. So they don't want any Australian worker would do. They cut the shits.
Alcoa, in a statement, says it was forced to take decisive action.
Alcoa has been extremely tolerant and given the MUA and its members every opportunity to stop their illegal industrial action. The MV Portland has been sold and must be delivered to Singapore this month. Replacing the MUA members of the crew was the only option left in order for Alcoa to meet its contractual obligations. This has gone on long enough.
It follows a failed bid by the federal court to change the laws that would have made it easier to utilise foreign labour on ships in Australian waters. The federal opposition leader Bill Shorten says companies in response are using temporary licences to circumvent Parliament, which voted down the changes.
What we see here is work choices on water being introduced by the back door with a nod and a wink from Malcolm Turnbull and his Liberals.
But federal Liberal MP Dan Tehan, whose electorate covers Portland, has condemned the MUA, saying its actions have been a burden on the local community.
This put at risk a cruise liner which was going to bring millions of dollars into the local economy. It has hurt the local port by meaning a berth which could have been used for wood chip exports has been tied up by the boat. The MUA's behaviour in defying the Federal Court and the Fair Work Commission throughout this process has been nothing short of shameful.
Liberal MP Dan Tehan ending that report from Francis Keeney.